When you see these words, what do you think of? You might think of this. Or you might think of other images of America. All these things are like little pieces of our country. We'll be looking at the way the pieces fit together. America is a huge patch of land, but very detailed and complicated. It has one of the world's largest populations, and also one of its most diverse. It's a happy, sad, complicated, changing, gigantic thing, America. To study it, where do we begin? How about here, among the stars? From here, we see the Earth. As far as we know, it's a tiny island of life in an otherwise lifeless solar system. This planet is about 4.5 billion years old. Human beings, as we know them, have been here for roughly 40,000 years. And the United States of America, a little over 200 years. Compared to our planet's history, our country's history is brief. Here's an example to show just how brief it is. Let's say you are 15 years old and you're watching a television show. A commercial comes on, and after 30 seconds, it's over. That commercial has lasted as long in your lifetime as the United States of America has lasted in the life of the Earth. 200 years may seem like a long time to us, but to our planet, 200 years is like a drop in the ocean. The Earth has a very old and very large community of living things. Its people live in nations. In some ways, nations are like homes. Like a good home, a good nation will provide some safety, comfort, and sense of community. To locate a home, people use a system of street signs and address numbers. To locate a nation, there's also a system to use. It helps people describe the Earth and is an essential part of geography. Geo is Latin for Earth, and graphi, Latin for description. So geography means Earth description or describing the Earth. Maps and globes are the tools of geography. They depict the Earth with a combination of words and pictures. Ordinary pictures can't tell us the height of a mountain peak or the population of a town. But these things can. There are different kinds of maps because there are different ways to describe a place. For a description of how people have divided the land, there are political maps. For a description of the lay of the land, physical maps. Latitude and longitude are key words on maps. Here's an example to explain what they mean and why they are used. Two people are climbing up a dome on curved ladders. They cannot see each other because the dome has a spherical shape. Now, what if one person wants to tell the other one where he is? What can he yell?
I'm over here!
That's not exact. So the other person would still not know the first person's location. But suppose one ladder is marked A, the other B, and that each rung is marked 1, 2, 3, and so on. Then the first person could say,
I'm on ladder B, between rungs 2 and 5.
The person on ladder A could then clearly imagine that location on ladder B. A line of latitude is like a rung on a ladder, and a line of longitude is like an upright. Here, the pencil is marking lines of longitude, the curved uprights. Here are the rungs, the lines of latitude. These lines are called parallels because they are parallel to each other. The equator is the parallel that divides the Earth into northern and southern halves. Each half is called a hemisphere. In Latin, hemi means half. The Earth is also divided into western and eastern hemispheres. Marking off these halves is a line of longitude called the prime meridian. Lines of longitude are referred to as meridians. The word comes from the Latin words for midday or noon. Here's why. In the course of each day from sunrise to sunset, there is a halfway point, 12 noon. Noon occurs at the same time along all locations that have the same meridian. When we talk about time, we also use this word meridian in an abbreviated form. 10 a.m. A.m. stands for anti-meridian. It means 10 in the morning, because anti is Latin for before, and as we've seen, meridian means noon. 8 p.m., or post-meridian, means 8 hours after noon. In a sense, the prime meridian and the equator are like the 50-yard line of a football field. The 50-yard line marks off half the field, just as the equator and prime meridian mark off halves of the Earth. Yet from outer space, we do not see a big red equator going around the Earth like a belt. It's an imaginary line. It only exists on maps and globes. It may be hard to understand how imaginary things like lines of latitude and longitude can have so much practical value in understanding the Earth. But suppose you were at a football game and there were no yard markers. It would be hard to understand the game. Likewise, if we didn't use these circular, imaginary lines, it would be much harder to understand the Earth. The lines of latitude and longitude go around the Earth in circles. And any circle can be divided into 360 equal units called degrees. Each little mark on the rim of this circle represents a degree. On globes and maps, there are 360 degrees of longitude and 360 degrees of latitude. Now, what does all this have to do with the United States of America? For one thing, it helps Americans understand how their country fits in with the rest of the world. This is how the total area of our country compares to the total area of the world. We are just a piece of it. Here, in yellow, is our patch of land. We're north of the equator. So we're in the northern hemisphere. We're west of the prime meridian, so we're in the western hemisphere. We're part of the continent North America, and oceans border us on the east and west. The Atlantic is on the east. The Pacific is on the west. This is our part of the Earth. Now, when you read these words, you might think of lots of things. And you'll also know where in the world all these things are found.